请后边的弟兄姊妹们坐前，坐到了前边来，好不好
？We ask the brother and sister from the back to come to the front so that we can be more concentrated.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，感谢你把我们带到聚会的幕后一个下午。
Lord, we thank you for leading us to the last afternoon meetings.
谢谢你在前两天给我们的机会。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you gave us in the last.
我们在仰望你，在今天下午向我们更多的施恩。
We look to you to give us even more grace this afternoon.
让我们在这里真实的看见你手中的工作。
So that we truly see the work of your hands.
也领会你在我们身上一切的安排和引领。
So and we also comprehend the leading that you have in our life.
并且我们的主借着你圣灵的工作，把我们里面预备的非常的柔软。
And also by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we will be prepared with a soft heart.
能毫无保留地来跟随你的脚踪。
So that we will not have reservation to follow you.
也接受你从上头来的所给我们的光照。
Also accept the enlightenment that you have given to us from above.
也让我们里面生发一个十分的爱慕。
And we also would have a love growing for you.
爱慕活在你那永远的心意里。
A desire to live in your eternal purpose.
So 我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
纪念我们这一段的时候。
Remember our time before you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主把我们带领到了最末后的一个下午。
We thank the Lord for leading us to the last afternoon.
过去那两个下午，我们特别要看围绕着十字架和生活的这一个主题来有了一点的交通和见证。
We have some testimony as well as fellowship on the cross in our daily life.
很抱歉的，昨天我很不会控制时间。
I'm very sorry, yesterday I could not control the time.
今天我有仰望主怜悯呢，我能好好控制时间，给这见证的弟兄可以更很自由的，更有足够的时间来诉说神如何在他们身上做工。
We look to the Lord's mercy so that I can control the time well, so that our brother who give the testimony would have freedom to do his testimony.
我们请先看几处的经文。
Please turn to a few scriptures for me.
我们先看罗马书第六第八章。
Let's first turn to Romans chapter 8.
很熟悉的一些经文。
These are familiar passages.
第六节
Verse 6.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
第十节和十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
基督若住在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而 叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Verse 10. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you,He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
我们再看从14节到17节。
Also, let's look at verse 14 to verse 17.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, then we may also be glorified together.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在他的话语的光的里面，我们很清楚的看见。
In the light of His Word, we truly, clearly see.
十字架是神做工的方法。
The cross is the method of God's work.
为要把我们这些人带回他永远的旨意里。
So that people like us can be brought back to His eternal purpose.
没有十字架，就没有路可以让神成全他的工作。
Without the cross, there is no way for God to finish His work.
这些事情我们的弟兄们在早上跟晚上的聚会里边都说得很清楚了。
In these matters, our brothers has already mentioned it very clearly in the morning and the evening times.
我们也实在看见神是这样的来做工在我们的身上。
Well, and we also truly see this is how God works in our lives.
但是在我们的具体的难处的上面呢
But in the basic problem that we have,
不是我们不知道神怎样做工。
It is not for the matter that we do not know how he works.
而是在我们怎样让神来做工。
But it is in the matter of how do we allow him to work.
弟兄姊妹们我记得从前看那个应该叫做森林医生吧，我都忘掉了，因为好几十年前的事情。
In the past, when we look at the Doctor of the Forest,
不是一个说，反正是就说的非洲的。我说那个故事，很多弟兄姊妹也许会你也碰过他。
Maybe this story you have encountered yourself, but
他是用着他在非洲经过很长的时间，是他用他在非洲里头的那些经历啊，来做这个福音的发表。
Because this doctor he works in the jungles of Africa, and he uses the story that he encountered to speak of the gospel.
那他说到在非洲那些人抓猴子是怎么抓法呢？
And he talked about how the Africans, they would capture the monkeys.
猴子很喜欢吃花生米。
And because the monkeys like to have, like to eat peanuts.
他们就用那些一些羊铁罐啊，就做了一个罐，里面用那个水泥啊，就弄得很重，就是填色在里边啊，弄得很重。
And they would use a can, and they will fill it with concrete and to make it very heavy.
上面嘛就开一个洞洞，一个小洞洞。
And on top, it will open up a small hole.
然后那个洞洞的底下就摆了好多花生米。
And on the bottom of the can, they will put a whole bunch of peanuts.
那些猴子是很喜欢吃花生米。
And the monkeys truly like the peanuts.
他们就把很多的这些罐呢都摆在那个地上。
And they would put many of these cans around the on the ground.
那当猴子来的时候，发觉那里有花生米。
Then the monkey come, they see that there is peanuts there.
伸手再去拿了。
So they put their hand inside to grab the
peanuts. 一大把就抓在手里了。
And they have a whole bunch of peanuts in their hand.
他抓了一大把那个花生米呢，要把那个手拿出来就拿不出来了。
And when they stick their hand in, grab a whole bunch of peanuts, and with their hand full, they could not take their hand out.
那些人就出来抓猴子。
Then the people will come out and grab the monkey.
但是那个猴子又跑了。
So the monkey would run.
但是舍不得那个抓到手的那个花生米。
But they would not let go of the peanuts in their hand.
所以就拖着那个很重很重的羊铁罐。
And they would carry this very heavy, heavy can.
两上啊，就给那个人抓了。
And very shortly, they would be captured.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，这虽然是一个非洲人抓猴子的那种方法，也算是一种，你可以把它看作一个故事来看。
And although, brother and sister, you know that this is just a story of how the Africans would capture the monkey, but you can see that as an illustration.
但是那实实在在就是我们自己在神面前那个属灵的光景。
These are illustration of our spiritual condition before God.
我们的手里一抓到一些个东西，我们就不肯放了。
When we have grabbed something in our hand, we would not let go.
我们一直在地上抓这个抓那个。
On earth, we're here grabbing this, grabbing that.
一抓了就不放。
Once we got it, we would not let go.
这是我们的难处。
This is our difficulty.
我们懂得很多哦，实实在在道理是这样。
We understand a whole lot about the cross, then it is like this.
等到我们实在要去活在十字架的那一个功用的底下的时候。
But when we need to live under the functioning of the cross,
我们舍不得把抓在手里的东西放开。
We would not let go of the things that is already in our hands.
结果就走不上来了。
Then we could not follow.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们的难处是在哪里呢？
So brother and sister, where is our difficulty?
我们的难处就是说，怎么样能叫神给我们所认识的，实实际际的在我们的身上可以活得出来？
The difficulty is, how can we turn what we know from understanding to become reality in our life?
我们现在所面对的不是没有知识。
What we are facing is not lacking of knowledge.
我们所面对的是这个知识如何真实的领我们往前行。
What we are facing is how do we let this knowledge become something that lead us going forward.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经从旧约一直读到新约。
I think, brother and sister, when we read the Bible from the Old Testament to the New,
神把他的心意上人来显明的时候都是很清楚的。
When God opened up His will and revealed to man, that is very clear.
旧约的律法
，the laws in the Old Testament.
新约里边，神恩典的工作的各方面的法
，and all expression of God's working with His grace in the New Testament.
都是很清楚的。
These are very clear.
但是我们就是跟不上来。
But we could not follow.
我们许多弟兄姊妹们在小组的交通里面也都是提到这个难处。
And even in our fellowships of the group discussions, and we mention about these problems.
不是不知道。
The problem is not we do not know.
是跟不上来。
It is we could not follow.
不是不愿意走。
It is not that we are not willing.
但是走了几步就好像不能再走。
But when we take on a few steps, then it could not go on.
难处发生在哪里呢？
Where are the difficulties?
我们不能不求主怜悯我们。
We must ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
我们常常有意无意的落在一个愚昧吧。
And、
不要说的太严重。
I don't want to be too severe, but consciously or subconsciously, we fall into foolishness.
那个是什么呢？
What is that saying?
我们常常是看到了一个神给我们的真理的事实。
Very often we will see the truth about what God has shown us.
我们很自然的反应是用我们自己的力气去追上神的那个真理的带领。
And the natural reaction would be we will use our own strength to try to follow what God is leading, how God is leading us.
那个结果就是我们的力气没有多少。
And the result is that we would use up our strength.
Because we do not have much.
But the glorious purpose of God is unlimited. So you can try it just a little bit and all your strength will be gone. And in such situation, how would you continue to follow? Because your whole being is lacking of strength.
这一个软,有些时候是看着,是知道自己不行。
And in this weakness, sometimes it's because we know that we could not.
And 一些时候是因为跟不上的时候,心里又发生一点的那个对自己的控告。
And sometimes, because you could not follow, then you will have guilty feelings toward yourself.
或者有些时候还落到一种光景,埋怨神为什么不帮助我来做好他要我们做的。
And sometimes, even to the point, we would blame God for not helping us to do what He wants us to do.
那不管那个光景是怎么样,
no matter what is the situation,
反正我们就是赶不上来,
the result is we could not follow.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们求主给我们看到,
we ask the Lord to show us.
要按照神的心意来跟上去, 必须要接受十字架。
In order for us to follow Him according to His will, we must accept the cross.
接受十字架就是要放弃自己。
And in order to accept the cross, it is to let go of yourself.
放弃自己就会叫我们感觉有点不好受。
And to let go of yourself, you would not feel good.
问题就出在这里。
And here's the problem.
我实在愿意神的儿女们,我们一同在主的面前彼此有点勉励。
And I truly want brother and sister to have encouragement for each other. We want to see a solemn question
here.
And that is to say the eternal purpose of God could not be accomplished right away. Is it because God could not finish this work quickly?
神没有能力做成那个事吗?
Is it because God do not have the power to accomplish this? Of course not.
那既然是这样, 那为什么会有这一种的光景, 神的旨意一直迟延迟延, 不能达到完成的那个时刻呢?
So you need to ask, why is there such a condition where the will of God is delayed and delayed and delayed?
弟兄姊妹们, 那个问题就是说, 我们迟延了, 神做工的手。
My brother and sister, you need to realize it is us who has delayed the working hand of God.
因为神在地上做工, 祂有一个法则。
Because when God working on earth, He has a principle.
祂不会自己去做成一件事。
He would not do something by Himself.
不是祂不能这样做。
It is not because He could not.
而是祂不愿意这样做。
It is because He will not.
那为什么祂不愿意这样做的?
Why is He not willing?
那又回到神起初创造的时候的那一个历史了。
And then we now need to go back and look at the history of how God created.
当那一个时候他把管理的权柄交给人的时候,
at that time when He had given the authority of ruling over to the humankind,
他自己就不破坏他自己的定规。
Then He would not break His own rules.
所以他在地上要显明他的工作的时候,他一定在那里等。
So on earth, when He needs to manifest His work, He needs to wait.
等什么呢?
What is He waiting on?
等有人和他表同情。
And He's waiting for men to have sympathy.
有人和神同心。
To have a man that have the same heart with God.
人在那里说,神啊,你要做这个,很好,我跟着你去。
To wait for a man to say, God, you want to do this? Very good, I will do that with you.
神就要寻找这样的人。
God is looking for people like that.
但是很可惜的,
but very regrettably,
因为我们两个手都抓满了花生米,
because both of our hands is full of peanuts.
哎呦, 神的心意来上前。
We are not willing to follow God's heart.
感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our God.
虽然我们是有这许多的愚昧。
Although we are, have all these foolishness.
但是神却是有够多的忍耐。
But God has his patience.
他也有够多的那个恩典。
And he also have all the grace.
他忍耐他就等着我们。
He is patiently waiting for us.
他有足够的恩典就在那里催促我们。
And he also have the grace to encourage us.
所以我们看到历史历代以来，虽然普遍来说，人不肯放那个那两手的花生米。
Although through the ages, in general, most people would not let go of the two handful of peanuts.
找到有一些人，他们乐意把那些花生米放开，而去拣选神自己的心意。
But God is able to find a few throughout the ages that were able and willing to let go of these peanuts and to follow God's word.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise
the
Lord.
好了，现在又来到一个新的问题了。
Now we come to another question.
我愿意跟随主。
I'm willing to follow the Lord.
我愿意按照神的心意来行走。
I'm willing to walk according to God's will.
但是我怎么知道哪些是神的心意呢？
Now how do I know what are the wills of God?
我怎么知道那些是神在那里安排在那里带领呢？
How do I know what are the things that God is leading and how he arranged?
又是一个难处来了。
Cody,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神给我们预备救恩。
God has prepared a salvation for us.
他不会只是给我们看见一个模型。
He will not just let us see a model.
而不给我们预备那一个去完成的那个方法和引导和供应。
And he will also show us how to get to the result and the method of doing it.
比如说刚才我们提到了。
And just then we mentioned
神的旨意能成就的那一个事实是看人对神的旨意的那个反应是怎么样的一个光景。
Whether God's will are able to accomplish is depend upon the reaction of men toward his will.
那我们不单是只是知道有这么一回事。
We not only know that there is such a thing,
我们也知道神让我们去学习拣选他的旨意呢，他也有了预备。
And the Lord allow us to choose His will, and then He also had preparation.
这是我们弟兄姊妹们又是已经知道的一些事情。
And these are things that also brother and sister knows.
那问题就是怎么叫我们所知道的那些事情成为我们真正的应用的？
And the question here is how do we get the things that we know to become the reality in our life?
我们先说。
We will first say,
神在那里等候人来与他表同情。
When God is waiting there for men to have sympathy.
如果人在神的面前用一个顺服的态度来跟上。
If man has a submission heart to follow him,
神所要做的就带出来。
Then what God wants to do will be brought out.
人没有用那个顺服的心思来跟上去。
But if man do not have the obedience to follow,
还是抓着那个花生米的话，
if we will not let go of that peanut,
神所要做的就给拖延。
Then what God wants to do will be delayed.
但是你说我怎么知道我手里头拿的是不是花生米？
So you ask, how do I know whether what my hand has is the peanuts?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的神给我们在救恩里头那个预备啊，如果主的灵给我们的眼睛打开看到的时候。
In our salvation, the Lord has prepared in such a way that when the Lord show us with our eyes.
我们不能不向神俯伏敬拜的。
We must, bow down and worship him.
我们会向神说，神啊，你不单是要我去得着你的心意的满足。
We want to say that not only he want to bring us to satisfy his own will.
你同时供应我的那一个去追求的能力和那个指导。
And he also supply us with the ability and the strength to fulfill that.
我们刚才读的罗马书第八章那里不是很清楚地说到有一种现象吗？
And when we just then read Romans chapter 8, didn't it describe his condition?
他说你体贴肉体的就是死。
When you are mindful of the carnal, then you are, it is death.
你一直挂住那个花生米呢，你就是死。
And if you continue to hold that the peanuts, then that is death.
但是如果是你体贴圣灵呢？
But if you are spiritually minded,
那就是生命平安。
And it is life and peace.
弟兄姊妹们，
brother and sister,
我们如果知道神在我们身上也安排了一些讯号来告诉我们你现在所想的。
And if we realize God has put in our lives some signals to let us know what we think,
所做的,
what we do,
所盼望要得着的,
or the things that we're seeking after,
是神的心里头的喜悦, 或者不是神心里的喜悦,
whether these are things that are pleasing to God or not,
你自己完全可以知道,
you truly know that within yourself.
如果你自己不能完全知道,
if you do not know this,
那个责任是在神, 不是我们。
If that responsibility will fall on God, not us. Because God did not let us know.
你在天上,
you're in heaven, I'm on earth.
我怎么知道你在天上想的是什么?
How would I know what you're thinking on
earth?
But in God's preparation, there is no way for us to escape.
因为当我们里那个魂里头有一点动静的时候,
when our soul has a certain movement,
这个魂的动静所显明的, 他们所操作的方向是什么?
And when this movement will show us whether what direction that the movement is moving toward.
那个动静是朝上神呢?
Whether this movement is toward God,
还是不是朝上神呢?
Or it is not.
我们完全知道。
We know that very clearly.
别人不可能知道,
other people might not.
我们自己一定知道,
we ourselves knows.
弟兄姊妹你了解吗?
Brother and sister, do you know
我们得救的时候不是说我们重生了?
When we were saved, didn't we say we were born again?
那如果说我们是重生了,
if we say we were born again,
那就是说基督在我这个人身上成了我的生命了。
And that is to say, Christ that became my life on me.
我们也说重生了。
And we also say, born again.
谁叫我们重生呢?
Who causes us to be born again?
是圣灵叫我们重生。
It is the Spirit who causes us to be born again.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当圣灵重生我们的时候,
when the Holy Spirit born us again,
他也进到我们里边来了。
He also entered into us.
他也住在我们的里头。
He also indwelled in us.
所以神在我们 的身上都安排好很好些的安排吧，就是安排吧。
So God have very much already made the arrangement that is in us.
一个是生命,
one is the life.
一个是圣灵,
one is the Holy Spirit.
因此弟兄姊妹，当我们读经的时候，我们也很熟悉那些经文。
And when we read the passage, we also know this very well. And one says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
一个就是说,你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And the other one is, according to the anointing of the Holy Spirit, dwell in him.
一个就是说,要让基督的平安在你们里面做主。
And the other one is, to let the peace of Christ to rule in your heart.
那这个是在哥罗西书第三章。
And this is in Colossians chapter 3.
说到那个恩膏的教训在约翰一书第二章。
In 1 John chapter 2? Chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
Yeah. 1 John chapter 2, we talked about the anointing.
说到那个不要叫圣灵担忧在以弗所书。
And talking about do not grieve the Holy Spirit is in Ephesians.
那许多的地方一直告诉我们神在我们里面会做什么事。
And all these places is telling us God will do these little things in our life.
那做这些事情干什么呢?
To do these things for what?
就你我都知道什么是神喜悦的，什么不是神喜悦的。
It is for us to know what is pleasing to God and what is not.
那所以我们不能说不知道。
So we do not have the reason to say we do not know.
问题不是说神不向我们说话。
The question is not whether God would not speak to us.
问题不是神不向我们发出他的信号。
And the question is not God would not give us the signal.
问题是我们有没有接受那个信号。
The question is whether we accept these signals or not.
也服从那个信号。
Or obeying these signals or not.
比如说我们在边开车啊，在这里开车。
Brother and sister, when you are driving on the road,
你看到红灯你就不敢冲过去。
When you see a red light, would you go through it?
你看到绿灯你就很平平安安地过去。
When you see the green light, you go through in peace.
但是我们在神面前就是有一个难处。
But before God, we have this difficulty.
神上我们亮红灯的时候，我们还是坦然地跑过去。
When God gives us a red light, we disregard it and we go right through.
而神把那个绿灯显明的时候，我们就在那里拖拖拉拉。
And when God gives us the green signal, we stay there and we delay.
是弟兄姊妹，我们看到我们的难处在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, so you see our difficulty.
不是在不知道。
It isn't because we do not know.It is not willing.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我们的神把我们带到他荣耀的旨意和他在我们身上所显明的那无限的恩典的时候。
When the Lord bring us into his eternal will and bring us into the grace that he has given to us.
我们就会有一个心思说神啊。
Then we will have a desire to say God.
扶持我们帮助我们叫我们做一个会顺服你的人。
Please uplift us. Please help us to be a person who would obey you.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么能叫神所安排的成显出那个十字架的果效在我们身上呢？
So, brother and sister, how can we take what God has arranged for us to become a reality in our life?
那就是基于我们用什么态度来对待神的权柄。
And this has to do with our attitude toward what God is doing in our life.
你祷告的时候，向他说：“主啊。”
When you pray to him, you say, Lord.
啊，我们交通的时候也说到我们主啊。
And when we have the fellowship, we also say, He's the Lord.
我们的神真的是我们的主吗？
Is he truly our Lord?
如果是真的是我们的主，那我们那个准确的心思就是顺服他。
Then if he is our Lord, then the correct attitude would be to obey him.
他在我们里面红灯亮的时候我们就停下来。
When he gives us the red signal, we stop.
他在我们里头那个绿灯显明的时候我们就马上赶上跟上去。
And when he gives us the green light, then we will immediately follow.
弟兄姊妹你说这样啊我们这个人就完全没有自由了。
But you say, brother and sister will ask, if we do it this way, then we will not have any freedom.
但是我们必须要进一步来看。
But we need to continue to look at this.
我们承认用人的眼光来看是不自由。
We confess that from the sight of men, this is lack of freedom.
人家可以买奖券，你就不可以买。
Other people can buy the lottery ticket, but we cannot.
人家是觉得酗酒是很舒服的一件事情，你就不能醉酒。
Other people think that getting drunk is a good thing, but you could not.
而人家可以在那里去 Las Vegas 那里度假，你就是有点限制。
Other people can go to Las Vegas for their vacation, but you would have a limitation.
真是不自由。
Yes, it is not very much freedom.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
我们要看到
，we must see this。
我们没有说那个是自由。
We would not say that is freedom.
因为当你去接受那个自由的时候
，because when you go and accept this kind of，
你换来的一个结果
，the result that you will get
就是受捆绑。
It is the bondage.
弟兄姊妹，要记得我们是神的儿女。
Brother and sister, please remember, we are children of God.
我们不是出生在亚当里，但是却不是亚当的子孙。
Although we were born of Adam, but we are not the descendant of Adam.
因为那一个身份已经在基督里头给解脱了。
Because that position has already been released when we accepted Christ.
我们要看到一件事情。
We must see this.
我们乐意这样来顺服神的引导。
We are willing to obey God's leading in this way.
在人看来我们很不自由。
In the sight of men, it's as if we do not have a lot of freedom.
但是我们回想我们自己跟随主那么些年。
But when you think back, all these years that you follow the Lord,
或多或少,
more or less, you have given up some things that other people think that you cannot go without. Do you feel that you have lacked anything?
你感觉到是很困扰吗?
Do you feel that you are troubled by these things?
比如说我们都感觉没什么,
we do not feel much troubles.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
因为主是把他的自己来代替我们所放弃的。
Because the Lord uses Himself to substitute whatever we give up.
你放弃多少,
however much you would let go, He uses Himself to fill that
pain.
However the cross has led us to that condition, then the Lord uses Himself to fill that.
我不再多说这一方面的事。
I will not say more about this.
我只愿意弟兄姊妹你看到。
I want brother and sister to see this.
你要进入十字架的那个实际。
And that is, if you want to enter into the reality of the cross,
你顺服你里边的管理和带领,
then you need to obey the leading and the guidance within.
你顺服基督的生命在我们里边的约束,
then you need to be constrained by the life of Christ within us.
你这个顺服一摆出来,
when your obedience is shown,
天大的难处都不成为难处,
all the difficulties in your life will not be a difficulty at all. And brother and sister, this is very difficult for us to understand the spiritual matter. Please look at the Israelites when they crossed the Red Sea. Didn't they complain a whole lot? And as if the Lord has brought them into the principle of the cross at that time. In front of them, they do not have a way to go. And in the back, they have the army after them. What do they do? So they complain. Can they solve the problem by complaining? You do not solve the problem, but you increased the problem. But very often, we do this kind of foolish things. For our own burdens, we add upon that. So what did God say to the Israelites? And to keep silence. Do not make a sound. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God, what great things He will do for you today. When they cross the Jordan, it is the same way. You ask the priest to first carry the ark to go down. And you said, we're so lucky we're not the descendant of Aaron. They have to go ahead of us. We only follow in the path. What if you are Aaron's descendant? And you must carry the ark. And if you do not carry the ark and you go down into the Jordan, then it will be difficult. And especially when that time the Jordan is overflowing on both banks. If you do not have the ark to go across, you still will drown. Then if you carry the ark, then you surely will die. But we thank the Lord. If you go according to God's word, how did the Bible record this? As soon as the foot of the priest touched
water,
the water of Jordan would stop on the upstream. This is how God works. This is how the cross
is.
The cross leads us to a point where you realize that you could not, but when you cannot, God can.
拯救到一个什么地步呢?
Brother and sister, you know how the salvation has saved us to a point.
我们这次聚会不管早早无晚，我们一直都是强调一个事情。
No matter in these meetings, no matter in the morning or the evening or
要回到神那个旨永远的旨意的成全里。
We have emphasized one point. It is when you want to go back to the eternal purpose of God.
那就是让我们今天在生新约的时候，在恩典里面被选召回来的时候，我们要到达哪一个光景才是叫做终点呢?
In order for us who are saved in the New Testament, and what is the point we have to go to in order to say we have arrived? On the first day I said,
回到神起初造人的目的,
to return to the original purpose of why God created men,
显明神的荣耀,
to manifest God's glory,
显明神的权柄,
to manifest God's authority.
弟兄姊妹, 没有不到那个地步, 那救恩在我们身上还没有到了终点。
If we do not reach that point, then the salvation did not do its finished work on us.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 我们都很熟悉, 我们的主在地上的时候曾经行过 两次相同的神迹。
And you're also familiar, brother and sister, that on earth, the Lord has done two similar miracles.
一个是五饼二鱼,
one is the five loaves and two fishes.
一个是七饼,
and the other one is seven loaves and a few fishes. And the miracle happens about the same situation.
但是弟兄姊妹你晓得神接连行两次这样的神迹,
do you know why God performed this miracle twice in a row?
当然我们可以从各方面去了解我们主当时所做。
Of course, we can understand the situation at that time why the Lord do this.
但是有一点是我们常常忽略的,
but there is something that we often neglect.
我们没有看见主在那里用十字架的那个原则来造就门徒。
He was using the principle of the cross, the disciples.
弟兄姊妹你注意了,
please pay attention.
五饼二鱼在主手里头分出来的时候,
when the five loaves and two fishes was spread out,
12个门徒就去分了,
then the 12 disciples will distribute it. Brother and sister, remember, they were there 3 days, did not eat. And in that 3 days, did the disciple have anything to eat?
当众人肚子饿的时候,
when the multitude is hungry, were they hungry?
门徒一样饿,
the disciples were hungry also.
那些人还坐在那里啊,
but those people were just sitting there. But the Lord says to the disciple that ask him to go distribute
the.
And 12 people, they would carry food enough for 5,000. They were running back and forth to distribute it.
主没有告诉他们说,
the Lord didn't tell them, you eat first.
吃不了有力气好分派,
and if you have eaten, then you will have the strength to separate, to distribute this.
主没有这样说,
the Lord did not ask them to do that.
就是中你们去做,去分给众人,
and the Lord asked them to go ahead and first distribute it to the multitudes.
门徒是分完了, 众人吃饱了, 才轮到他们吃,
and you see that it is when the disciple has finished distributing the food, then it is their turn to eat.
有剩下的,
there are leftovers.
主说收回来,
the Lord says, take it back.
不要浪费,
do not waste it.
弟兄姊妹我不说太早,
I will not say too much.
你了解,
you understand?
这里面主要让门徒学习一个什么?
What did the Lord want the disciple to learn?
当然不是只有这一个,
of course it is not just what I'm telling you, but it would not lack this point.
忘记你自己, 先成就主所要做的,
to forget about yourself first, but to accomplish what the Lord wants to do first.
为什么?
Why is that?
弟兄姊妹, 你不能不注意,
brother and sister, you must pay attention.
当神的那个救赎, 恢复神创造的目的在我们身上的时候,
when the salvation, the purpose of salvation, to restore the purpose of creation on us,
首先是在国度里,
first of all, is in the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹你晓得, 那在国度里怎么恢复呢?
So how do you restore that in the kingdom?
我不说太多其他的了, 因为我必须要留下时间给弟兄们。
Of course, I will not go into too much because I have to separate time for our brothers.
按照神的设计,
according to God's design,
所有得救的人都要和主一同作王。
All those who are saved will be king with the Lord.
当然是在国度里头作王。
Of course, they will be king in the kingdom.
但是主的话很清楚给我们看到,
but the Lord showed us very clearly,
不是每一个得救的人都能做王。
Not everyone who are saved will be king.
实际是要每一个人都做王。
The design is for everyone to be king.
但实际就不是每一个人都能做王。
But in reality, not everyone will be king.
那我先不说那个做王的那个荣耀啊，传兵啊那些，我不说那些。
I will not mention about the glory, the authority of being a king.
我让弟兄姊妹你注意，在国度里头做王是怎么个做法。
And I want you to know, how do you become a king in the kingdom?
你千万不要拿地上的那个做王的那个光景来套上去。
Please do not use whatever the king is in this world to substitute that.
你这样要用地上的做王的那个光景套上去，难怪你还喜乐。
And if you think that to be king is like the king of this world, then you would be very happy.
因为什么荣耀丰丰富都归给你。
Because all the abundant and the glory is yours.
不。
No.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从来没有想象过的，是这样做完我才不要做了。
And you never thought about this. To be king like this, you would not want to be.
如果我们细细去留意，
If we pay attention into
the details, 启示录里边提到将来与主一同掌权的那个事情。
The Revelation mentioned about reigning with Christ.
你看到一件事情。
You see one thing.
在推亚推拉的那批得胜者与主一同做王的
the overcomers in Thyatira, then when they became king with the Lord,
怎么个做法？
How would they rule with the Lord?
你留意那里，你就看到。
If you pay attention there, you will know.
不是叫你去管人，
not for you to rule over others.
乃是叫你去供应人，
is for you to supply others.
你读到十九章，
when you
说到我们主自己的时候。
When you read chapter 19, when it mentioned about the Lord himself, how is he being the king?
你仍然看见是他在那里供应人。
And you still see, he is the one who supply everyone.
当我们有这样的一个领会的时候，
when you understand this,
我们就看到五饼二鱼的那个含义了。
And you understand the meaning behind the five loaves.
我们就会更深的了解耶和华是我的牧者，我并不是缺乏的那一个整个的问题了。
Then you understand when in Psalm 23, the Lord being my shepherd, the whole question there.
弟兄姊妹们
，brother and sister，
在救恩的里边，神把我们恢复到神那个起初的目的。
When the salvation restored the original purpose of God's creation,
需要借用着我们来显明神的荣耀丰富，来供应全地。
The Lord wants to use us to manifest God's glory and abundance to the whole earth.
如果你是当时五饼二鱼的当中一个门徒，你跟主说：“主啊，我们肚子饿了，你先让我们吃饱，再做这个事吧。”
And if you were one of the disciples, and you would ask the Lord, we are also very hungry, let us eat first.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
You will see.
如果真有这样的一个门徒，主就会说了，若有人跟随我啊，就当舍己。
And if there is such a disciple, then the Lord would have said to them, if anyone want to follow me,
天天背起他的自己的十字架来跟随我。
You need to carry your own cross daily to follow me.
但是问题还不停在国度里头，你要做供应。
And not only the question would not stop at you need to be the supply in the kingdom.
因为神荣耀的旨意的成全还在新天新地。
Because the will of God being fulfilled, it is in the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得新天新地里面全是神的荣耀的彰显，丰富的彰显。
And you know, in the new heaven and new earth, it is the complete manifestation of God's glory.
新天新地那个中心就是新耶路撒冷。
And the center of the new heaven and new earth is the new Jerusalem.
那新耶路撒冷里边呢，最糟糕的都是黄金。
And the worst things you will find in the new Jerusalem is gold.
里面是满了各种各样的宝石。
And it is full of all kinds of precious stones.
早上我们的弟兄不是说我们就是。粗很粗的那个石头给磨成那个宝石吗？
Didn't the brother this morning tell us that we were the rough stone we're going to be turned into precious stone?
哎呦，你在新耶路撒冷里面看到这个事情了。
In New Jerusalem, you will see this matter.
不是黄金就是宝石。
If it wasn't gold, then it would be the precious stone.
不是宝石就是珍珠。
And if it is not the precious stone, then it is the pearl.
那还有一些是
，and even other things.
明透的黄金你见过没有？
And it is the transparent gold. Have you ever seen it?
我没见过。
I haven't seen it.
但是那里头的黄金是明透的。
But at that place, the gold is transparent.
那弟兄姊妹你要注意。
But brother and sister, pay attention.
这是什么？
What are these?
这是新耶路撒冷。
This is the new Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷是什么？
What is the new Jerusalem?
羔羊的妻。
It is the bride of the Lamb.
羔羊的妻是谁？
Who is the bride of the Lamb?
现在的教会。
The church that is now.
弟兄姊妹，你看到？
Brother and sister, do you see?
到了那个时候。
At that time.
神那个永远的旨意完全的做成了。
God's eternal purpose is fulfilled.
但是还不是刚才我们所说的就是物质观念里边所领会的事。
And it is not about these material things that what we understand.
比如说当你读到启示录的二十一章末了的时候。
When you read Revelation chapter 21.
你看到有一个事实啊，叫我们没有办法不在神面前伏下来敬拜感谢。
When you see this reality, you would have no other way but to bow down and worship and give him thanks.
那里说啊。
It says there.
人要把荣耀归于神和羔羊。
Man will give glory to God and the Lamb.
列国要把他们的列国的君王也要把他们的荣耀归于神和羔羊。
And the king of the nations will give their glory to God and the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brother and sister, pay attention here.
我说错了是不是？
Did I say anything wrong?
你如果没有把握，你翻开你的圣经看。
If you do not have the assurance, open your Bible and you'll see.
我说错了。
I have said it wrong.
圣经怎么说？
How did the Bible say it?
我刚才说的是我们观念里头的那个事实。
What I have just said, it is the concept in our mind.
但是圣经里面记载的那个事实和我们观念那个事实不一样，字句上。
What the Bible have recorded, it is different than the concept that we have.
那你怎么说呢？
What does it say?
列国的人要把荣耀归于那城。
The nations will give glory to that city.
列国的君王也把他的荣耀归于那城。
And the king of the nations will give the glory to that city.
怎么不归于神和羔羊？
How come it is not for God and the Lamb? Why would it be for the city?
你怎么去领会这个事情？
How do you understand this?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是一个非常非常宝贵的事实。
And this is a very, very precious reality.
因为神的那个救赎完全做成了。
Because when the salvation of God is accomplished,
神的旨意完全成就了。
When his will is accomplished completely,
是我们是耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
We are the new Jerusalem.
是我们是羔羊的妻。
Yes, we are the bride of the Lamb.
但是那一个时候已经与神没有办法分开了。
But at that time, we will not have a separation between us and God.
那一道里幕后的一段话，我们不详细的说了，我只是这样轻轻一提了。
And in the last passages, we will not go into detail, but I'll just mention it.
你要看见神的时候，你就看见教会。
When you see God, you will see the church.
你看到教会的时候，你就看见了神和羔羊。
When you see the church, you will see God and the Lamb.
都分不开了。
You cannot separate it.
说那个时候，人把荣耀归于那城，也就是归于神和羔羊。
So at that time, when people give glory to the city, it is to give glory to God and the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，太荣耀的事情。
And this is such a great glory.
但弟兄姊妹，你千万不要忘了。
But brother and sister, please do not forget.
整个的新耶路撒冷，黄金、碧玉、明透的黄金、珍珠、宝石，全是经过十字架的工作所做成的。
But please do not forget all the material of that city, all the golds, the transparent gold and the precious stone and the pearl. These are all done through the works of the cross.
到了那一个时刻
，at that point，
你真看真能体会。
You can truly understand.
主要擦干我们的眼泪。
The Lord will wipe away our tears.
是什么一回事？
What does it mean?
当我们到了那个地步。
When we are at that point.
主就是不给我们擦干，那个眼泪也自动干了。
Even if the Lord do not wipe our tears, the tears will be gone.
哎呀，你说，感谢神，因着我们顺服十字架的工作。我们成就了神所要成就的，我们自己也让神成就了。
And we thank the Lord because by His grace we let His cross do what is work on us.
我想我今天的话就停在这。
And I think I'll stop my words here.
比上我们有弟兄要一些他在十字架的功课上的学习。
And following, we'll have our brother share with us his learning of the cross.
我们请邱弟兄。
We ask Brother Chiu.
邱弟兄交通完了以后。博圣祥弟兄还有一些话要和我们弟兄姊妹们来交通。
After Brother Chiu have his sharing, and Brother Sunshine will also have his, will say something to us.
Wang 弟兄不大公平啊。
Brother Wang is not so fair.
他第一天。我做的笔记是讲到4:35。
The first day, my notes went to 4:35.
我就在旁边写一个5:00吃晚餐。
And I put next to the note with having dinner at 5:00.
那我就画一个那个 happy face.
And then I draw a happy face next to it.
因为我知道那个。交通的那个姊妹只剩下多少时间？再加上翻译，她只有一半时间。
And I know how much time a sister who share would have, and after the translation, she only have half that.
第二天下午，王弟兄讲到4:43。
And the second afternoon, Brother Wang went to 4:43.
我那个 happy face 画得更大一点。
Then my happy face is even bigger.
我想今天王弟兄在讲到4:53。
And I thought today, Brother Wang will go to 4:53.
He's not fair, huh?
He's not fair.
我跟你讲
Let me tell you.
我手上没有草稿。
I do not have a prepared note.
因为你看那个第一天下午讲的那个姊妹彭姊妹。还有第二天下午交通的那个姊妹。他们都是有那个经历到上面来跟你分享他们的经历。
And the Sister Pong and as well as the sister shared yesterday, they have their experiences in the sharing.
我自己得到很大的帮助，我想你们都同意，对不对？
I felt that I was helped greatly by them, and I think that you agree with me.
包括王弟兄说他的忍耐破产那个。我想大家都得到很大的帮助
including what our brother share concerning his bankruptcy and patience, I think everyone was helped.
我跟你讲，我在这边讲故事给你们听。
I'm here telling you some stories.
我不是在这里做见证。
I'm not giving testimony.
这个是非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
因为下面已经有一些人比我更紧张。
Because down there are people who are more anxious than I am.
因为他们认识我。
Because they know me.
他们认识我是什么样的。
He know what kind of person I am.
王弟兄打电话给我了。
When Brother Wang called me,
他当然先打电话给另外一个弟兄。
Of course he called another brother first.
So, 他们要吩咐我今天在这边跟大家讲一个故事。
So they wanted to command for me to come and give you the story.
那这个弟兄我跟他聚会已经很多年了。
And this brother, I have fellowship, we fellowship together for many years.
我就很坦白地跟他讲说我说你为什么不王弟兄给你打电话的时候你就给他踩刹车就说不要叫邱弟兄我们换一个人好了。
So I complained to that brother and says that, when Brother Wang called, how come you did not just put on the brake and says that let's choose another person?
我们的弟兄讲一个话我不大喜欢听。
But our brother says something that I do not want to hear.
因为我跟你讲因为我跟他已经聚会很多年。
But because I have fellowship with him for many years.
他跟我讲说弟兄我的老板不是你。他的意思就是说他的老板是他。
He says that my boss is not you. What he meant is, but the boss is him.
挂了电话以后了。
After he hung up,
我自己心里面说
In my heart, I said,
我说, you cannot make me.
You cannot make me.
我就说你不能叫我说, you know, 王立勇打电话来, 我就要说好。
What I'm saying is that you cannot just do it through Brother Wong, and he say it, and I have to do it.
因为我实在不配站在这里讲, 因为那个礼拜四下午跟礼拜五下午那两个姊妹, 我今天在这里, 我跟你讲, I cannot top that. All right?
Okay.
所以, 这个当中发生了一个事情,
there's something that happened.
王立勇打电话给我的时候是 6月13号 礼拜一晚上,
When Brother Wong called was in June 30th.
13号,
6月13号, June 13th in the evening.
Yeah. 当这个王立勇是真的是 在神里面很有他不喜欢说 you know, 就是说一下打电话给我我就不知道该怎么样所以他就先打了电话给那个弟兄让我心里面有准备就是说王弟兄会跟我打电话
Our brother truly is very experienced in the Lord, so he did not call me directly. He would call the other brother first so that I would have a preparation in my heart that Brother Wong is going to call me.
所以我说在这个事情当中我当自己已经 心里面已经做的决定，我就说，王立勇打电话来，我根本跟他讲说，我不要做这件事情。So
I have a preparation in my heart to say that when Brother Wong called me, I will just tell him I cannot.
结果，王立勇是6月13号跟我打电话。Brother
Wong called me in June 13th.
正好一个礼拜以前，
just 1 week before that.
弟兄。 这个上面是几月几号? 6月6号
And June 6th is on this tag.
这个东西就是你进医院的时候那医院把你绑一个东西在手上上面有你的名字上面有你的出生年月日上面有你的进医院的时间
And this is a tag. When you enter the hospital, they put the tag on you. Have your name, have your social security and your birthday.
这上面是6月6号
And it says June 6th, just 1 week before Brother Wong called.
那我就送到急诊室去了。
I was sent to the
ER,
yeah, the emergency room.
我一辈子第一次啊。
This is the first time in my life.
我是很健康的啊。
I usually am very healthy.
这个我就是高血压进去了。 And
I went there because of my high blood pressure.
这个当然是事后出来的时候，他给我一张单子，上面写一个 acute HTN.
When afterward they gave me the result and it says acute HTN.
那我当然问他说这个 HTN 是什么意思的，他就说 hypertension 就是说高血压 ，acute 就是急性高血压。
And HTN stand for acute HTN, hypertension.
那一天进去以后，那他们就 you know 啪啦打一针下去，那个血压就下来了。
And when I get into the ER, they give me an injection, and immediately the blood pressure came down.
他们身上就捏了很多东西，要查心脏啦，要查肾脏啦， you know, 等等等等等等。
And they put a lot of probe on me to want to know about the EKG, the heart, the everything else.
他们也去照这个 MRI 看这个脑有没有出血。
And they also used the MRI to see whether I have an internal bleeding or not.
都没有事。
And it was all good.
我那天早晨我就出院了。
And the next morning I went out.
我为什么讲这个故事给你听？
Why did I tell you that?
主会管教人的。
The Lord know how to discipline us.
王立勇死。 6月13号跟我打电话的时候 我就不敢跟他讲no
When Brother Wong called me on June 13th I dare not say no
所以我今天才站在这里
That's why today I'm standing here
我有什么故事讲给你听呢
What story do I have to tell you?
我在猜想
I'm guessing
我有一个 有缺陷的孩子。
I have a handicapped child.
你们在会所大概都看见他。
At the meeting, you might have seen him.
他的名字叫 Caleb.
His name is Caleb.
Yeah. 我就有两个孩子。
I have two child.
一个健康的，一个不健康的。
One healthy and the other one not.
那这个孩子今年已经19岁了。
And this child, he's already 19 years old.
那假如弟兄姊妹还记得的话，因为这个西岸特会大概也20年了。
And brother and sister, if you remember, this West Coast Conference has gone on for 20 years.
所以你们假如以前的时间大概可以看见，我就背着我的儿子在后面，然后用餐的时候，我的儿子也在我后面。
And you might have remembered in the past, when we're having meeting, I'll carry my son in the back, and as well as when they're having a meal, my son will be on my back.
这是你们在外面看见的。
This is what you see on the outside.
在我的家里嘞。
In my home.
在我的家里，他当然是相当的麻烦了。
Of course, there's full of difficulties at home.
这每天的生活都相当的麻烦。
Everyday life is difficult.
Yeah, 我那个老大是女儿，她。You know, 他这个几个月大了，他该翻身他就翻身；几个月大了，他该坐起来他就坐起来；几个月大了，他该要会爬他就会爬，要会站他就会站，该走他就会走。
My elder is a daughter, and when it goes to a certain month, and when she's supposed to be able to turn herself, she did. And when she was supposed to get up, and they know how to do that. And when she's supposed to sit up, she knows how to do that. As time moves on, she knows how to do all these things normally.
我的 Caleb 就不是这样了。
But my Caleb is different.
Yeah, 我的 Caleb 就不是这样。
My Caleb is different.
所以你可以看见他到今天我还是不能19岁了，哎呀，我老是有一个盼望，就是说，哎呀，跟这个19岁的儿子能够好好谈，哎呀，像这个好朋友，像这个有一个这个成熟的 mature 的这个交谈。
And since he is already 19 years old, I always have this hope that I could have a normal, a mature conversation with him.
或是长大的过程中，我也盼望说，你知道，两个人可以丢个棒球啊，就像平常一般人父亲跟儿子所做的事情。
Or even in the process of growing, I could maybe even play a little baseball with him, like what normal parent and child
can do. 你可以想象到这些事情。
You can imagine these things.
对不对？或是你也可以想象到说，这个他同等年纪的人家都已经到了这个上大学的年纪了，然后我的 Caleb 还是你们都见过他。
For his peers, other child who are 19, that they already gone to the universities, but my Caleb, he's you have all seen him.
这个是不是十字架我不敢讲啊，因为西珍弟兄前天讲的不一定所有的事情都是十字架的功课。
I dare not say this is the cross because of what Brother Christian says the other night. Not everything you suffer are the cross.
我要讲的这句就是说要让一个做父亲的接受这件事情，这个是一个很难的事情。
And what I'm telling you is that it is very difficult for a father to accept such a reality.
顺服接受。
To accept and obey.
我是很简单的。
It is very simple for me.
神也很怜恤我。
God also had a mercy on me.
他在我们他 Caleb 长大的过程当中，我们只要听说哦哪个地方有神医干什么，我们就赶快跑去。哪个地方有什么，你知道这些神机骑士的，我们就赶快跑去。
And whenever we hear that there is miracles that are happening here, and there are brothers who can perform healings, then we will always go.
神没有医治他了。
But God did not heal him.
你们不要想说今天会有一个 happy ending 这种故事讲给你们听，没有的。
Please do not expect a happy ending for this story because there isn't.
因为这基本上就是说，就是这样子活下去。
Because basically it is the continuation of the situation.
The life goes on, 就是这样活下去。
Life goes on just like this. I have peace along with my sister.
跟神很平安啊。
I have peace with God. Have peace with God.
没有第二条路可以走。
There is no other way.
没有第二条路可以走。
There is no other way.
每次我听到年轻的夫妇说要生小孩子了，我跟我姊妹在家里，我们祷告的就是说给他生一个健康的。
Whenever I hear brother and sister is about to have child, my prayer with my wife at home is that they will have a healthy child.
因为我跟我姊妹是过来人，我们知道这个每天的生活是相当不容易的。
Because we have gone through this, so we realize that everyday life is not easy.
我们跟神的那个关系和平的 peace.
Our relationship with God, we have peace.
我有时候在想就是说我有时候在想啊，像有个孩子他脚拿一个洋娃娃，我讲给你们听好了。 Joshua 跟 Burrow 的老二 Mercy 呢，有一天他就把他带到我们家去过夜啊。过夜的时候呢，他手上有一个洋娃娃，他把那洋娃娃叫做 Jew。
Joshua and Burrow have three child, and the middle one, her name is Mercy. One time she came to our house for a overnight stay, and in her hand there is a little doll. She called her Jew.
Yeah, 那个洋娃娃很比较旧。
That doll was a little old.
那我女儿房间有比较好一点洋娃娃，我们想说跟她换一个，她也不要，她一定要她那个旧的。
Although my daughter has newer dolls in her room, so we wanted to exchange it with her, but she would not want the other one. She wants her old ones.
好吧，今天的故事不是 Mercy 的，今天的故事是我的。所以我很快跟你讲，就是说今天主角说要跟我换一个的话，我也不要。
And because the story is not Mercy, today's story is me, so I'll tell you quickly. If today the Lord says to exchange my son with me, I would not.
假如说你看 Caleb 这个样子，比如说主说我今天给你换一个比较新的，你知道比较好一点的，我也不要。
And if the Lord say to me, I want to exchange with you with another child who is healthier and a newer one, I would not want it.
因为在这19年的过程当中啊。
Because in this 19 years,
我跟我儿子当中有一个父亲跟儿子的 bonding.
There is a bonding between father and son.
我本来想象的像平常人说要我们可以来一起丢个棒球，那些都没有了。但是主给我们另外一种连结。
At first, I was imagining all these relationship between father and son of a normal father and son, but all that was gone. But the Lord gave us a new type of bonding.
不要忘记哦，我们每天的麻烦都还在那里，那些都还在的哦。
Please do not forget all the difficulties of every day is still there.
你可以看在我儿子 我你可以看见我走路的话，我儿子就在我旁边。
You can always see my son next to me when I walk. My son is like Jew to mercy.
没有别的路。
There is no other way.
你说这条路苦不苦?
Do you think this way is bitter?
我不敢讲是喜乐的啦，因为是比较辛苦了。
I will not say that it is joyful because it is difficult.
但是很重要的就是说，你绝对要跟神当中的那个关系是对的。
But what is very important is that your relationship with God needs to be right.
然后神在这一段比较艰难的日子当中，神赐给你一些很奇妙的东西，我很快的讲给你们听。
And very quickly, I'll tell you something that God has given to us in these difficult days.
Caleb 是主内弟兄哦。
Caleb is a brother in the Lord.
明天你们就看见他薄饼。
Tomorrow you will see him break the bread.
他受过浸的。
He was baptized.
你想主对他的要求？跟对你们的要求一样吗？
Do you think the Lord require him the same way he require you?
我想主对你们要求比较严格。
I think the Lord have more requirement of you.
你想我这些年来我的安慰是什么？
Do you know what is my comfort all these years?
他晚上要睡觉的时候我跟他一起祷告。
Before he go to bed, every night, I pray with him.
Every night.
每一个晚上。
我有时候忘记了。
Sometimes I forget.
他就在房间里面。
And he will be in his room.
他就说 No amen yet.
He will say, 还没有 amen.
他就说还没有祷告了。
He will say, we have not prayed.
每天晚上那个祷告没有祷告的时候呢，他不大能睡的。
And he could not sleep very well if we do not pray.
你对他这样的孩子，你要求什么？
For such a child, what would you require of him?
但是就刚这个，很奇妙的，主已经很安慰我的心。
But just for this, the Lord has already comforted my heart.
你知道吗?
Do you know that?
所以我一直跟你讲, I have peace with him.
That's why I continue to say, 我与神有平安。
不要让我讲我犯肉体的地方，因为我都跟你们一样。
Please do not ask me to tell you about my flesh because I am the same with you.
而且我知道这个十字架的道路，很多人学的比我更好。
And I know that many of you have learned the lesson of the cross much better than I.
我真的不知道王吉庸我怎么找我。I have no idea.
我真的不知道为什么 Brother Wang looked for me.
我姊妹学的功课比我多。
My wife learned better lesson than me.
很细节我不要跟你谈，那是每天的事情。
In the detail I will not tell you because these are daily life.
你就主角是神的儿子，他都要因苦难学习顺服的话，那我是谁？
If the Son of God need to learn obedience through the things he suffered, then who am I?
主把 Caleb 给我。
God gave me Caleb.
我还要跑东跑西求医治。
I ran east and I ran west to try to look for healing.
我就在他面前，我就平安了。
Then I have peace before him.
我就很顺服地接受这个东西。
Then I accepted this.
我再说一次。
I say it again.
他今天只要再跟我换一个的话，我也不要。
Today, if he wanted to exchange one, I would not want to.
愿荣耀归给神。
May glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Every time when we hear God's work in our brother and sister's life,
总叫我们从弟兄姊妹的经历、遇见主的学习中，我们得着安慰。
We are comforted through their experience and the leading of the Lord.
也激励我们的心，我们愿意这样来接受主。
And it also encourages us so that we will accept the Lord.
我记得我在年轻的时候
，I remember when I was young.
遇见一些生活上面的挣扎，自己的软弱。
I encountered struggles in my own witnesses.
我去寻求年长基督徒弟兄姊妹的帮助。
I sought after the help of elder brothers and sisters.
有一次呢，一位弟兄跟我讲
，One time a brother tells us.
他说我们蒙恩得救的基督徒。
We are Christian who have been saved.
我们是活在天与地的夹缝中间的人。
We are people who lived in the cracks between heaven and earth.
在我们的人生遭遇经历里面呢，充满了冲突与矛盾。
In our life experience, it is full of conflicts and contradictions.
一面呢，我们知道神救我们的目的和荣耀。
On one hand, we know the purpose of God's salvation for us.
另外一面又感觉到我们的肉身罪的天性在我们里面把我们拉得下罪。
And on the other hand, we feel that the flesh within us pulling us down.
所以这就是我们的经历，我们生活中的感觉。
And these are our experience, how we feel in our daily life.
我们里面常常有冲突，有矛盾，有挣扎。
And we have the struggle, we often have the conflict and the contradiction.
只有十字架，就是基督并他的十字架，能够把这个冲突，把这个矛盾，把它变成和谐。
Only Christ and his cross can subside all these conflicts.
我们这几天听到许多关于十字架的信息与见证。
These few days we have heard many witnesses and messages concerning the cross.
我们要讲到什么是真实十字架的经历。
We want to talk about what is the true experience of the cross.
我们弟兄们已经告诉我们说呢，人生中所有的苦难呢，不一定都是十字架。
Our brother has already told us all the sufferings in our life might not necessarily be the cross.
很多不信主的人呢，他们根本不认识十字架，但是他们也经历许多的苦难。
Many people they also experience much difficulty and suffering, but it's not necessarily the cross.
那不是十字架。
It is not the cross.
因为它没有十字架的结果。
Because they do not have the result of the cross.
今天我们基督徒也可能经历很多的苦难。
Today, us Christians also could experience a lot of suffering.
若是我们不带到基督并他钉十字架的原则里面。
But if we do not bring it into Christ and him crucified in that principle,
他也不会有十字架的结果。
It will also not give us the result of the cross.
所以我们讲呢，所有地上的苦难并不一定是十字架的经历。
So therefore, all the suffering on earth is not necessary the cross.
但是十字架的经历呢，必然有受苦的感觉。
But the experience of the cross will have the experience of suffering.
用我们江弟兄今天早晨讲的，十字架要杀死我们。
Because like our brother has told us this morning, because the cross want to kill us.
十字架要除去我们。
Because the cross want to cross us
reduce
out.
Us.
Want to reduce us.
十字架要压碎我们。
The cross want to crush us.
十字架要破碎我们。
The cross want to shatter us.
我相信这些呢， 都是不好受的经历。
I believe these are not experiences that will make you feel good.
所以若是是十字架的经历的话，必然会有受苦的感觉。
So therefore, if it is the experience of the cross, you will experience suffering.
但是感谢主，这受苦的感觉只是一个过程，不是目的。
But we thank the Lord. This suffering, it is not the goal, but it is a process.
真正的目的乃是叫我们进入那个属天的境界。
The true purpose is to for us entering into the heavenly realm.
好，所以我们弟兄们昨天下午跟我们交通，十字架真正的经历就是出死入生。
So yesterday our brother had fellowship with us and telling us that the cross is causing us to die so that we will have life.
好，我们呢经历这些的苦难。
When we experience these sufferings,
我们的旧人，我们这个有罪的身体，会犯罪的身体呢，就与基督同死了。
When we experience the cross, then this old man will die with Christ.
好，我们经历这些苦难呢。
When we experience these sufferings,
我们这个体，我们的魂生命，我们的肉体呢，就与基督同死了。
Then our self and our flesh will be crucified with Christ.
但是死还不是真正的结果。
But the death is not the end.
啊，这个与主同死了呢，就进入完全的安息。
When we die with Christ, when we enter into the perfect rest,
我们里面就不再挣扎。
Then we will no longer have that struggle.
我们不再讲理由。
And we will not give reasonings.
我们不再自怜。
And we will not have self-pity.
我们不再去找办法。
We will not look for other solutions.
我们能够像弟兄讲的，与神有完全的平安。
Then we can be like our brother, have peace with God.
但是这只是十字架经历的第一步，只是死而已。
And this is only the first step of the cross. It is to die.
不过是埋葬而已。
And it is to bury, to be buried.
十字架真正的结局呢，乃是全然不同的生命，从我们这一个必朽坏的人的身上。
But the true result of the cross, it is for us to have that resurrection life to be manifested.
我借用哥林多前书十五章里面的话。
And I want to use the words in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们知道那里是讲到将来那个荣耀的复活。
And we know that it mentioned about the glorious resurrection in the future.
复活是我们的盼望之一。
Because the hope of resurrection is one of our hopes.
它是一个实底，是一个确定的。
And this is a evidence of something that is sure.
但是我们要讲到这个复活今天在我们身上从灵性里面先显出来。
But I want to tell you that this will manifest in our spiritual life.
他说呢，我们所种下去的是必朽坏的。
And it says that what we have planted, it is something corruptible.
长出来的呢是不朽坏的。
But what grows out of it is incorruptible.
他说我们种下去的是羞辱的。
What we planted is shameful.
我们长出来的是荣耀的。
What will grow out is glorious.
我们种下去的是软弱的。
What we planted is weak.
长出来的是强壮的。
But what grows out is strong.
我们种下去的是属血气的。
What we planted is fleshly.
它死了。
It is dead.
看不见了。
You could not see it anymore.
长出来的是属灵的。
But what grows out is spiritual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是真实十字架的经历。
Brother and sister, this is a true experience of the cross.
没有这个结果，光有那个苦难。还不是十字架的经历。
Without this result, only the experience of suffering, it is not the cross.
好，我们弟兄呢，昨天下午也跟我们讲到，十字架经历的根据不在于你我咬紧牙根。
And the basis of how you experience the cross is not by you cringing your teeth.
啊，不是有些人的意志比较强，所以他就有十字架的经历，他肯。背十字架不是的。
It is not because you have a stronger will, so therefore you are able to bear the cross and you.
十字架的经历必须根据于对真理的认识。
The experience of the cross is based on what you know of the cross.
啊，所以罗马书第六章讲到，我们受尽是因为看见基督死，我也死了。
So Romans chapter 8 it tells us that because we have been baptized because we saw that Christ has died.
所以我们受尽就归入他的死。
So when we baptize, we enter into his death.
与他一同埋葬。
To be buried with him.
我们看见他钉十字架，他从死里复活。
We saw that he was crucified and then he was raised from the dead.
因为他活，我才能活。
Because he is living, now I live.
我们认识这个真理。
We know of this truth.
他死，我也死了。
Because he died, I will die too.
他活了，我才能活。
And because he lived, now I can live.
我们也认识今天我们所遭遇的一切的环境。
And we also know that all the circumstances we encounter today,
任何的事情临到我们,
no matter what we encounter,
背后是父神听了圣灵的祷告,
in the background, it is when the Father has heard the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章二十六节讲到我们的软弱。
So Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
他说我们原不知道该怎样祷告。
Originally, we do not know how to pray.
我们只会求呢，我们认为好的。
We only ask for things that we think is good.
但实际上是对我们没有益处的。
But actuality, it is not good for us.
那么圣灵呢，却用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit uses the unspeakable utterance to pray for us.
他这个祷告是照着父的旨意求的。
And this prayer is according to the will of the Father.
因为那听祷告的父呢，原知道圣灵求的是什么。
Because the Father knows what the Holy Spirit is asking for.
所以他就要万事都互相效力。
So he causes all things to work for good for those who love God.
所有的环境,
all of the circumstances. It is the Father hear the Holy Spirit praying for us.
我们认识这个,
when we know this.
啊, 这是我们学十字架功课的经历,
and this is how we experience the cross.
所以我们不要成为别人的十字架, 我们不要为别人制造十字架。
Please do not create the cross for other people.
啊, 只有圣灵能够为你我 安排十字架的功课,
Only the Spirit, Holy Spirit can arrange for cross for you and I.
今天有时候我们在生活里面有些弟兄姊妹太爱护别人了，就给他制造一点十字架,
and,
叫他谦卑一点。
And today we really love our brothers and sisters, so sometimes we create a cross for them so that they can be more humble.
结果他不是谦卑，他反而跟你生气了。
But the result is he is not only he is not more humble, but he is angry with you, and he was stumbled.
我们要再讲，只有父神还有圣灵，我们的主耶稣基督能把十字架的把我们带进十字架的交通。
And I want to say it again: only the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son can lead us into the cross.
那我们再稍微交通一点，十字架，因为今这一个主是讲的十字架与生活。
And because this topic over here is talking about the cross and our daily life.
若是我们有了这样的认识,
since we have such understanding,
我们会开始看见呢, 在我们生活中各方各面, 大事小事上, 都充满了学十字架功课的机会。
And in our daily life, no matter big things or small things, it's full of opportunity.
但是我想简单的提啊, 在三方面, 我们可以看学到 知道有十字架的功课。
And I will simply mention three areas where we can learn of the cross.
第一个十字架的功课呢, 是在我们自己的身上, 在自己的里面。
And on one side, it is when the cross is within us.
The first aspect. 好, 像今天早晨江弟兄跟我们讲到彼得的例子, 主用许多的环境呢, 在他身上对付他。
And it is like what Brother Kong was mentioning this morning. The Lord uses many circumstances to deal with Peter. Peter is a person who liked to express himself. And the Lord deal with him in that point. This is a learning of the cross. In the daily life.
我们每个人都有我们自己的个性, 有我们的脾气。
Each one of us has our own temperament.
主造每一个人都不一样。
The Lord has made everybody different.
所以主要在我们生活里面，在自己点到点上来，摸到我们，显明我们自己。
So the Lord will want to use these kind of points to touch us.
像我们的脾气,
like our temperament.
我们的血气,
our flesh.
好，我们的习惯，生活习惯,
our habits.
好，我再讲一点哈，我们生活中各式各样的兴趣,
all of the interests in our life.
我们的愿望,
all the hopes in our life.
我们的意见,
or our opinions,
我们的自尊,
our
self-esteem, 有的时候我们对于世界的雄心,
our ambition toward the world.
这些在生活中都会显出来的。
In our daily life, it will manifest itself.
十字架要在这些点上面来帮助我们，对付我们。
The cross will deal with us on these points.
在以弗所书第四章十七节开始，一直到第五章二十一节。
And from Ephesians chapter 4 to chapter 5.
使徒保罗在那里讲到十字架在我们每一个人身上从心思意念从里到外面的表现一样一样的对付我们。
It talked about the cross dealing with us from inside to the outside, one by one it will deal with us.
那么生活中十字架第二方面呢, 就是在我们与人的人际关系上面。
And in the second aspect, the cross deal with us between our, on our relationship with others.
Interrelationship with people. 人际关系。我们的家庭是我们学十字架功课的地方。
In our family, it is a place for us to learn the cross.
我们的父母，我们的配偶，我们的儿女。
Our parents, our children, and our spouse.
我们所有的亲人。
All of our relatives.
这些人际的关系是主带我们进入十字架交通的一个非常好的学习的机会。
In these human relationship, it is a very good lesson for us to learn of the cross.
我们在社会上工作的场合，那个人际关系是学十字架功课的地方。
And also in the relationship between in the business world, we learn of the cross.
我们在教会啊，教会的生活，弟兄姊妹呢，从不同的环境、不同的背景得救，蒙恩得救，住在一起。这是学十字架功课的地方。
And the relationship we have with brothers and sisters in the church, this is a good place for us to learn of the cross.
我们看见在使徒的教导书信里面有许多关于这一方面的教导。
And we see that the apostle has many teaching concerning these kind of learnings.
比如说我们要彼此接纳。
For example, that we need to accept one another.
我们有许多的不同，我们需要彼此的接纳。
We have
要尊重弟兄姊妹。
We have a lot of differences between us, so therefore we need to accept one another.
我们要彼此的担待。
We need to bear one another's burden.
我们看像我们弟兄讲的，他的孩子有这个软弱，他就不会去要求他。
And like our brother was saying, since his son has such weaknesses, then he would not have requirement on him.
有时候我们许多的难处就是我们对人有比较高的要求。
And very often it's we have difficulties because we have high expectation of others.
那个被要求的人受不了。
The one who's being expected of could not stand it.
要求人的人自己也过不好，也没有好日子过。
And the person who expect of others, he could not have an easy time either.
我讲一点小事情。
I will give you a small.
我家的后院呢，像个公园一样。
My backyard in behind my house is like a yard. It's like a park.
有十几棵大树。
And has many big trees.
还有呢，一个小溪，有三座桥。
And it has a river running through it, and then it has three bridges.
所以很多弟兄姊妹说，你住在这里，小桥流水人家。
And so,
很舒服。
And so many brothers and sisters describe my yard as a paradise.
我每天在那里读圣经呢，写东西啊。好，到了下午啊，就来一群乌鸦。
And very often when I'm at home, I'm reading the Bible and then I'm making notes. But a whole bunch of crows will come.
这乌鸦，你知道它叫声很不好听的，吵死了。
You know, the crow does not have a very good voice.
我常常想，我弄什么东西把这些乌鸦赶走就好了。
And
very
often I would try to chase them away, but they would not go.
我问主说，主啊，为什么不把喜鹊带来，叫的好听一点呢？
Why wouldn't you bring the songbird? And instead of the crow.
这主说呢，你不要要求乌鸦，因为我给他的就是这个声音。
And the Lord told me, do not require of the crow to sing, because this is the voice I gave him. But whenever they open their mouth, it's that sound.
所以你要接纳，要担待。
So you have to accept.
好，今天我们在生活里面呢，我们常常要求别人。
And in our daily life, very often we make requirement of others.
我们没有看见主给他就是这个样子，他没有的，你怎么可以要求他呢？
And we did not see that this is what the Lord has given to them. With what he does not have, why do you want to require of him?
主若是没有给我们，主从来不要求我们。
If the Lord did not give us that, then he would not require us.
这个是十字架的一种在生活中的运用和学习。
And this is the way the cross can be a learning for us.
这样在人际关系上面，我们能够比较和谐，我们比较能够看弟兄姊妹啊，是宝贵的。
And in the relationship between men, then we can learn of being harmonious and see them as precious.
第三方面啊，
third aspect,
就是在我们环境的里面。
And to learn this in our circumstance.
因为每个人会 主给我们不同的环境。
Because each one, God will give a different circumstance.
我听见有很多在国内的弟兄姊妹，他们经历很特殊的环境。
And I hear many experiences from brothers and sisters from mainland China. They have a difficult, special circumstance that God gives them.
邱弟兄刚刚讲到他自己的孩子，这是一个很特殊的环境。
Like our brother Chu talking about his child, this is a special circumstance.
在这个时候呢，我们能够依靠主，像使徒保罗一样说他到主面前三次祷告，主告诉他说，我的恩典是够你用的。
And it is like Paul praying before the Lord three times, but the Lord tells him, My grace is sufficient for you.
生活里面呢，是我们能够借着十字架与主交通最好的环境，每一个人都一样，都有的。
In our daily life, it is the best place for us to learn of the cross, and everyone will have that.
我们要得着这个祝福呢，我们需要有一种的态度。
If we want to obtain this blessing, we must have one attitude.
这几天呢，我们弟兄们都在信息里面交通到这个点。
And these few days, brothers have shared this in their messages.
我简单的提一下，在我们里面要有一个学功课的态度。
In us, we must have an attitude to learn the lesson.
今天早晨江弟兄讲到那个献上自己身体当作活祭，那个舍己的态度。
And this morning, Brother Kong has mentioned that we need to offer ourselves as living sacrifice to have that attitude of denying ourselves.
刚才王弟兄也跟我们讲提到，我们放手，不要像那猴子一样抓着重的要命的。
And Brother Wang also just mentioned it's like that monkey. We need to let go of the peanuts, so it will not be so heavy.
我们知道这个 let go 在教会历史中经过好多年，圣徒们受的苦，他们才摸到这个点呢。
And we know that through many many ages, the saints have learned of this point of letting go.
在法国的这个芬乃伦主教，他是第一个讲这个 let go 这个Fenelon, bishop in France.
And a bishop in France, his name is Van Allen, and he is the first one who talked about letting go.
这是舍己里面我们一种的态度，碰到事情来不要坚持。
And this is an attitude that we have in learning of the cross.
第二个点呢，我们呢明白环境是圣灵的意思，我们就接受，这是降卑。
And the second point is, in the circumstances, we understand this is the arrangement of the Holy Spirit, so we will humble ourselves.
我们肯下来我们就觉得这个环境临到我是应该的。
And when we would let go of ourselves and we come down, then we realize it is right that we receive the circumstances.
当我们有这种学功课的态度的时候，
when we have such a right attitude before,
我们要经历像 Lance 弟兄讲的，那圣灵像鸽子一样。使我们呢，他怎样使基督能够在肉身中天天向自己死，他也能够同样的坐在我们身上。
And like our brother Lan says, we will experience the Holy Spirit coming upon us like the dove.
To enable us to die to ourselves daily. 让我们每天向自己死。第二个我们有这种态度的时候呢，我们去思想主耶稣钉十字架的时候，他就给我们力量背起自己的十字架。
And another point, when we think of the Lord carrying His cross, then He will give us the strength to carry our own cross.
像我们弟兄呢，他虽然在人看起来很苦的环境里面，他一点都不苦。
And like our brother, although other people see him as in suffering, but he does not feel the suffering.
因为借着这个，他得着了基督。
Because through this, he gained Christ.
我今天早晨江弟兄也提到每一个对付，每一个十字架的功课背后都是基督并父神的爱。
And as Brother Kong has mentioned this morning, behind every cross, behind every circumstance, it is the love of Christ and the Father.
我们越多学十字架的功课，我们就越领会主耶稣的爱。
The more we learn of the lesson of the cross, we more understand this is the love of Christ.
对不起，我们超过时间。
Sorry, we have exceeded the time.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们虽然感觉到自己的不配与软弱。
Although we sense our unworthiness and our weakness.
但是你却爱我们。
but you love us.
在我们还无知还顶撞的时候
，While we are still ignorant and we are opposing you，
你就照着父神所定的日期来为我们罪人死。
And by the time that the Father has said you come to die for sinners，
并且你死在十字架上。
And even the death of the cross，
主啊，你的十字架竟成了我们最大的拯救。
Lord, your cross has become the greatest salvation for us.
成了我们能够回到父永远旨意里的道路。
And became the way for us to return to the eternal purpose of God.
主啊，我们要从哪里说起呢？
Lord, where shall we begin?
我们只有把心中的感谢赞美献给你。
We want to offer you the thanksgiving and praises from our heart.
我们也只有把自己交在你的手中。
And we can only give ourselves to you.
向主说，主啊，我们愿意。
And to say to you, we are willing.
学习舍己。
Learn to deny ourselves.
背起自己的十字架。
And carry our own cross.
来跟随你。
To follow you.
愿你成全你的旨意在我们身上。
May you accomplish your will upon us.
我们将荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May glory and praises be to you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious and holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.